from the 1995 release of Santimental Journey Pop Vocal Christmas Classics. And she did the Christmas Waltz. Coming back in the second hour, Helena Ruti with today's second of three classic episodes of Everyday Science. And she's going to discuss why you should never feed chocolate to dogs, and lots of Christmas memories in the second hour of the Goffus Golden Oldies Christmas thingy here with this producer host, Doug Goffus. See you after the break.
Thank you. You are listening to Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The presents you're about to receive were purchased by a bunch of maxed out, overstressed individuals who are so busy they have no idea what you want and really don't care. Any present that you receive is actually your size or in a color you like is a mistake. What we're trying to say is have another eggnog, listen to White Christmas one more time, and don't let your hopes get too high.
Dad, pass the gravy.
This year, United Way helped provide shelter to over 5,808 homeless people in Columbus. To do so, we worked with scores of local businesses and government and community leaders. Together with hundreds of volunteers, contractors, and tradespeople, we put a roof over their heads. And it doesn't matter. It's not the places per se that really matter. What matters are the new leases on life within them.
Hey, Dad, it's the Nolans.
What matters? United Way.
The Eagle has landed.
Ever wonder what the moon is made of? Or how your radio works? The answer can be found in everyday science. Take 2 minutes and tune in.
Hey, no. It's not good for you. No.
Ever wonder why you should never feed chocolate to dogs? The answer can be found in everyday science. Chocolate, one of man's favorite foods, can be quite toxic to man's best friend. The reason is a chemical compound found naturally in the cocoa beans from which chocolate is made, called theobromine. Like caffeine, which is also present in chocolate, theobromine stimulates the cardiovascular and central nervous system. So when a bar of chocolate is consumed by, say, a human, it enters the body and is fairly quickly and efficiently broken down by the human digestive system into waste. However, a dog's digestive system is a bit different. When eaten by one of our four-legged friends, theobromine isn't as easily digested. It remains in the stomach. And within just a few hours, its powerful stimulative properties can begin to create clinical signs of toxicity in the dog. This overstimulation of the canine cardiovascular and central nervous system can cause vomiting, distressed breathing, seizures, and even cardiac arrest. Although the symptoms may vary depending on a dog's size and weight, it's a good idea to never include chocolate in a doggy bag. Thanks for letting us treat you to some good advice today and for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, Making Science Make Sense.
Welcome back to the second hour of the first Christmas special edition of Goffa's Golden Oldies, featuring Christmas holiday music from the 50s and 60s with some bonus tracks and a splash of Christmas songs from our local Pittsburgh area artists. Coming up in the first set of hour two, later on, something from the Memphis Sounds Orchestra, the Royal Guardsmen, Neil Diamond, and so many more. But first, this is Mitch Miller.
Dressed up like Mr. Moses, everybody.
Whoa. come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, rang up from the land, asking peace of all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron had Snoopy dead in his sights. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. The Baron made Snoopy fly to the Rhine and forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas, my friend!
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. Christmas
a somewhat rare recording. The 12-inch single, or the actual vinyl itself, is the only thing that survived to this date. I haven't seen that anywhere on a CD or any other form. The Memphis Sounds Orchestra from the 1976 actual piece of record there, and Sleigh Ride is what we heard. Royal Guardsman from the 1996 release of Happy Holidays, Volume 31, and Snoopy's Christmas. Neil Diamond from his 1992 release of the Christmas album, and The Little Drummer Boy is what Neil did. Mitch Miller and the Gang from the 1990 release of Christmas with Mitch Miller, and The Christmas Song is what they did. Doug Goffus here. This is Goffus Golden Oldies, bringing you the Christmas memories in this first installment today, and hope you're enjoying the holiday tunes. Coming up around the bottom of the hour, the third and final classic episode today of Everyday Science. Helena Ruti is going to discuss football, since we are in the midst of the football season. And lots of Christmas memories coming up later on. Something from Linda Ronstadt, Ray Conniff and the group, and the Vogues, and so many more. But first, this is Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry.
Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list and checking it twice.
Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry.
Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
With little tin horns and little toy drums, rooty toot toots and rummy tum tum.
Santa's coming to town.
And curly head dolls, the toddle and coo. Elephant boats and kitty cars too.
Santa's coming to town.
The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee.
They're gonna build a toy land all around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out. You better not cry.
You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
So you better watch out, better not cry, better not pout. Here's why, 'cause Santa is coming to town.
Better be good.
Home for Christmas, if I have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me with the love light gleam.
Stars.
This is Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and WRCT Pittsburgh, where you're listening to Goffa's Golden Oldies.
Here's to mistletoe, eggnog, and good cheer. Here's to catching up with family and friends at your favorite restaurant. Here's to celebrating the things that really matter. And here's to the millions of Americans who will enjoy adult beverages and great food this holiday season responsibly. As you celebrate, remember to drink responsibly and drive responsibly. A message brought to you by the American Beverage Institute.
And now, another Christmas tradition that never caught on. It is 1933, during the height of a Christmastime heat wave in Miami, Florida, Irvin Elfwheeler decides to make himself more comfortable by showing up for his job as a department store Santa by wearing only one strategically placed mitten.
Ho, ho, ho.
It was a Christmas tradition that never caught on.
Ever wonder what the moon is made of? Or how your radio works? The answer can be found in everyday science. Take 2 minutes and tune in.
And he steps into the pocket to pass. He's going to throw it deep.
Ever wonder how a quarterback throws a perfect pass?
And that pass is caught for a first down.
The answer can be found in everyday science. Let's ride on a football to see how a perfect pass comes into play. You see, a football is intrinsically an unstable object. Unlike an arrow or a dart, it has no feathers to stabilize it in the air. So to achieve that stability, the quarterback has to throw what's called a spiral, giving it as much spin as he can around its long axis. Otherwise... Whoa! The air rushing past it will make it wobble and sink. Then there's the dreaded drift to the right. Assuming the quarterback is right-handed, when he throws the ball, the friction of the air around it will tend to point the nose of the football rightward, which then causes the entire ball to drift to the right. If the receiver doesn't compensate for the rightward drift, it's an incomplete pass. Let's try it one more time.
And that brings us to fourth down and goal.
Hold on to those stitches. There's the snap and the throw. Feel how the football spinning about 600 revolutions per minute and traveling about 60 miles per hour? It's a perfect pass.
And he's got
the receiver's
man
in position.
Wide open in the end zone. Touchdown! That pass was perfectly thrown.
Hope you enjoyed taking the football for a spin. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, Making Science Make Sense.
Hi, we're the Commodores.
And I'm William King.
I'm Lionel Richie.
I'm Thomas McCleary.
I'm Marlon Williams.
I'm Walter Clyde.
And I'm Ronald LaPree.
And we'd like to say to all of our friends, have a merry, merry Christmas
and a happy new year.
Now let's return to a true variety of yesterday's songs on Goffa's Golden Oldies with Doug Goffa's.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Dear gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star. Christmas now.
Percy Faith and the Orchestra from the 1984 CD release Christmas Melodies and Silver Bells. Linda Ronstadt from the 2004 release of A Collection of Sounds and Recipes. Interesting. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is what Linda belted out. Ray Conniff and his singers from the 1986 CD release of their 1962 album, Here We Come A-Caroling, and the medley off of that, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear in O Little Town of Bethlehem. The Vogues from the 1991 release of Home for the Holidays and I'll Be Home for Christmas. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet from the 1993 release of Noel, Noel, and they did Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Doug Goff is here. This is Goff's Golden Oldies, the first Christmas program in the series here during the season. And thank you for listening. And I have time for some more Christmas memories here before the end of today's program, like this one from the Jaggerts.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your
your stockings and say your prayers,
'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again.
Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same.
Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer,
'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again.
Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above,
'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day, and what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning? Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day, our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day in the morning. Pray will I sail those ships all three on Christmas Day, pray will they sail those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning. Or they sail into Bethlehem on Christmas Day, or they sail into Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, and all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day, and all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day, and all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. And let us all rejoice and be on Christmas Day, and let us all rejoice and be on Christmas Day in the morning.
Snow, Christmas bells are ringing, joyous voices sweet and clear sing the sad of heart to cheer. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing, caroling, caroling through the town. Christmas bells are ringing, caroling, caroling up and down. Christmas bells are ringing. Mark ye well the song we sing, gladsome tidings now we bring. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing.
Christmas bells are ringing.
Nat King Cole from the 2008 release of Winter Wonderland and Caroling, Caroling. Sting was the name of the artist, in case some of you didn't know. He was the lead singer of the band Police from the 80s, and among other things. Actually, never mind. And his rendition of I Saw Three Ships from a very special Christmas volume number 3 that was released in 1997. Elvis Presley from the 2006 release of Now That's What I Call Christmas, volume 3. And from 1957, Here Comes Santa Claus. The Jaggerts from the 1994 release of Home for the Holidays, Volume 3, and their rendition of Jingle Bells. And now it's time for that news again that all of us look forward to every week, some more than others, especially today. This program has been pre-recorded and edited for broadcast. See you next time for the second installment of the Christmas edition of Goffus Golden Oldies with this host producer, Doug Goffus. Ho, ho, ho. And now it's time for a crisp and professional. Goodbye, everybody.
Stop, stop, stop.